Mom, hurry up, Lori Reese urged, sounding more like a six-year-old than a young woman in her sophomore year of college. We don't want to be late. At the sound of her daughter's voice, Sarah Reese rolled over in bed, buried her face in the thick, downy pillow, and contemplated taking up bank robbery in order to afford a return trip to this resort. She and Lori were nearing the end of their two-week, all-expenses-paid Australian vacation, and the experience had given her a tantalizing taste of traveling in the lap of luxury. 10 more minutes. This bed was heaven. It's already 6:15. Their ride to the marina was scheduled to arrive at 7 o'clock, and getting ready would take 15 minutes, tops. She didn't need to hurry. 5 more minutes. Indulgent frustration laced Lori's voice. When exactly did we switch roles? I think it must have been the first day of the trip, when you spent half of that interminable plane ride flirting with the man across the aisle. Sarah grinned into her pillow, then lazily rolled her head and looked at her daughter. Her heart melted with a potent combination of love and pride. Lori was a sophomore, majoring in biomedical science at Texas A&M University and making excellent progress toward her goal of earning admission to A&M's College of Veterinary Medicine. She'd worked hard to work ahead and cleared an extra 10 days of spring break with her professors. At 20, she was taller than her mother by 7 inches, a fact she loved to tease 5-foot-nothing Sarah about at every opportunity. She had Sarah's high cheekbones and dark hair, and her grandmother Ellen's sweet smile. Her eyes were a beautiful blend of shades of green. Sarah's late father had called them mountain eyes, because her eyes were a mountainside of aspen and fir and pinyon and cottonwood. Sarah didn't see the mountains when she looked at Lori's eyes. She saw Cam Murphy. Her daughter had her father's eyes. She had Cam's height and Cam's eyes, two distinctive characteristics that provided Sarah an unwelcome reminder of the man she'd just as soon forget. I wasn't flirting with the guy across the aisle. I was just being friendly. He was the one doing all the flirting. Yeah, right. Lori's eyes gleamed with amusement as they made an exaggerated roll. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to wander over to the lobby and get 2 cups of coffee. If you're not out of bed by the time I come back, I'll drink both of them. Sarah scowled and grumbled. Obviously, I didn't spank you enough when you were little. Lori laughed, and a moment later, Sarah heard the door to their suite softly close. She gave a wistful sigh, rolled onto her back, and sat up. Her reluctance to rise had more to do with the fact that today was the last day of their dream of a lifetime vacation than with fatigue. They'd had an absolutely, positively wonderful trip, seeing enough of the country to make them feel like they'd gotten a taste of Australia, but not so much that they felt rushed. The past 3 nights, they'd spent here at a magnificent resort on the Coral Sea, and today they'd ice their vacation cake with a catamaran trip out to the Great Barrier Reef. Sarah stretched as she gazed out through the glass-pane French doors, past the veranda with its private spa tub, and across the golden sand beach toward the turquoise sea. She crossed the doors and pushed them open, then took time to count her blessings. This trip had been the grand prize in a contest sponsored by Angel's Rest, the healing center and spa owned by her friend Celeste Blessing in the little Rocky Mountain town where they lived. Back home in Eternity Springs, snow covered the ground, and the day they'd left, the thermometer flirted with 0 degrees. As the seaside breeze softly stirred, Sarah murmured, "I still can't believe I'm here." She'd dreamed of visiting Australia since childhood. Back in high school, she and Cam had stretched out on a quilt up at their favorite makeout spot, Lover's Leap, and planned how they'd backpack across Europe, explore the pyramids of Egypt, and dive the Great Barrier Reef. When life took a pair of unexpected turns their junior year, youthful dreams had faded in the face of stark, cold reality. She wished one of those realities would hurry back with the coffee. Sarah turned away from the breathtaking view and headed into the bathroom. When she emerged, showered and dressed 10 minutes later, she spied Lori seated outside on the veranda. 2 cups of coffee and 2 huge cinnamon rolls waited on the small table between the chairs. "You are both wonderful and wicked, my child," Sarah told her daughter as she took her seat. "I'll gain 2 pounds just looking at that roll."